Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The DH, Mitchell Page. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mario Guerrero. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Matt Keough. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Darryl Porter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Pete Lockhock. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting ninth. The shortstop, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Rennie Martin. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. White reaches second base with a double. Wilson goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White scores. It's 2-0, Royals. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brett moves to third. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brett scores. Akins moves to second. It's 3-0, Royals. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan takes first base on ball 4. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Akins moves to third. Wathan moves to second. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Akins tags and scores. Wathan tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-0, Royals. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Keough, and towards Picciolo, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross strikes out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into right field. Armas picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Armas. Wilson moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero misplays the ball. That's an error on Guerrero. Wilson scores. Brett moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Royals. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Akins takes first base on ball 4. Porter moves to second. John Wayven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wayven is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wayven hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Akins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hurdle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Guerrero fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 1 in the game. Page hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0 for 1 in the game. Revering hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Page. The throw from Way then and he is out, Washington applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. White hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson who is chasing the ball. Brett reaches third base with a triple. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brett scores. It's 6-0, Royals. Dave Hamilton now pitching. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Akins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Way then hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-0, Royals. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lockhock takes first base on ball 4. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hurdle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Hurdle reaches second base with a double. Lockhock goes all the way around to score. It's 10-0, Royals. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hurdle moves to third. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hurdle scores. Washington moves to second. It's 11-0, Royals. Ernie Camacho now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Washington scores. Wilson moves to second. It's 12-0, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson scores. White moves to third. It's 13-0, Royals. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 13, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins scoops it up and throws to first, with Martin covering, for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Armas hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 13-1, Royals. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerrero hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 13, and the Athletics 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Way then hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Armas. Way then reaches second base with a double. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lockhock hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Hurdle strikes out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 13, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-1 in the game. Picciolo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henderson for the out. Picciolo moves to second. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy strikes out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Page hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 13, and the Athletics 1. The Royals will come to bat. Tony Armas now playing center field. Mike Davis now playing right field. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson strikes out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Picciolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 13, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0-for-2 in the game. Revering hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. Gross hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 13-2, Royals. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Armas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 13, and the Athletics 2. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Akins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Akins reaches second base with a double. Porter moves to third. John Wayven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wayven is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Wayven hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Porter scores. One out. It's 14-2, Royals. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lockhock takes first base on ball 4. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Akins moves to third. Lockhock moves to second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Akins scores. Lockhock scores. Hurdle moves to second. It's 16-2, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 16, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-2 in the game. Guerrero hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Picciolo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Henderson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 16, and the Athletics 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jeff Jones now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops it up and throws to first, with Jones covering, for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. Akins is hit by the pitch. Rusty Torres pinch runs for Willie Akins. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Wathan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Picciolo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 16, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Lockhock now playing first base. Rusty Torres now playing left field. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Page hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hurdle who is chasing the ball. Page reaches third base with a triple. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0 for 3 in the game. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Page scores. One out. It's 16-3, Royals. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gross hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 16, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.